Air raid sirens sounded in Kyiv at the start of the EU-Ukraine summit, a meeting as much about symbolism as talks, EU leaders side by side with Ukraine's president in Kyiv. A show of the bloc's support for Ukraine and a message to Moscow that despite its attempts, Kyiv's looking west. Ukraine wants to join the EU. Its candidacy was accepted last year and it wants accession negotiations to be fast-tracked. But EU leaders say that fulfilling the many conditions required may take years.
There are no rigid timelines, but there are goals that you have to reach. Reforms, for example, to improve a situation in the candidate country to then reach the accession negotiations and the accession itself. Your determination to forge ahead is impressive.
Talks also focused on military support for Ukraine. Volodymyr Zelensky once again urging Western leaders to send Kyiv more weapons.
If weapons deliveries are accelerated, namely long-range weapons, we will not only not withdraw from Bakhmut, we will begin to deoccupy Donbas, which has been occupied since 2014.
The EU says it will continue sending military and humanitarian aid to Ukraine and will train 30,000 Ukrainian soldiers. It also pledged money for demining and reconstruction in the country, as well as a new round of sanctions against Russia.
The 10th package is on its way. We have the aim to have it in place by the 24th of February. It has a volume of round about 10 billion euros. It's a massive package again.
It was the first time that an EU summit had been held in a country in wartime. Although there were differences during this summit over the speed of Kyiv's EU membership process, EU leaders agreed that Ukraine is fighting this war against Russia not only for itself, but for the whole of Europe. Natasha Butler, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.